Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. When I think of entrepreneurship, I think of these like iconic stories of Mark Zuckerberg founding Facebook in his dorm room and Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis founding BlackBerry using parts from video games they got at Radio Shack. These entrepreneurs really start from nothing. But there is another way. You actually can start from something. It is called entrepreneurship through acquisition. Scott Sturrett is the founder and CEO of Venture for Canada. It is a national charity with a mission to foster the entrepreneurial skills and mindsets of young Canadians. And he joins us now to talk about it. Hello there, Scott.
Hey, Bruce. How are you doing?
I am well. So full disclosure, I sit on the board of VFC. I know you. I know the world in which you work. But I'm fascinated by this topic. Tell us more about what you mean when you use the phrase entrepreneurship through acquisition.
Entrepreneurship through acquisition is essentially entrepreneurial behavior where rather than starting something from scratch, you buy an existing company. So that could be everything from buying like a local laundromat to buying a company much larger.
And how common is this?
Entrepreneurship through acquisition is something that's existed for a long time, but in many ways, the trend is accelerating as we have this massive silver tsunami of aging entrepreneurs who need to sell their existing companies. So entrepreneurship through acquisition is something that is increasingly prevalent in Canada, Bruce.
I think about this, and where I see it is financial advisors basically selling their book of business to other people who want to get into the business or expand their business. What are some other areas or sectors of the economy in which this is most prevalent?
Some of the most prevalent sectors as it relates to entrepreneurship through acquisition are maintenance businesses. So HVAC companies are actually one of the most trendy companies to buy right now. A ton of annual recurring revenue, quite profitable enterprises. Another really popular type of company amongst a lot of entrepreneurship through acquisition folks are self-storage businesses, which in essence are kind of a real estate play, but also have really steady income that's coming in. And lastly, an increasingly common target for a lot of entrepreneurship through acquisition entrepreneurs are software as a service companies, so SaaS businesses, which you wouldn't necessarily think is something that people are buying. And you think of SaaS businesses are often as these huge firms, but a lot of ETA entrepreneurs are beginning to look at tech businesses as well as a target for acquisition. So in short, there's a lot of traditional businesses, but there's also a lot of tech-enabled, more modern businesses that are also targets of acquisition.
Some of our listeners might be like, oh, wait a sec, that's not entrepreneurship. That's just being a business owner. How would you reconcile that disconnect?
There's varying levels of entrepreneurship through acquisition. So I would argue if you buy a business and are just kind of run it business as usual and don't make any changes, it's probably maybe not that entrepreneurial. But there are lots of people who buy businesses that might be relatively small and then scale them to be significantly larger. For instance, I met recently two entrepreneurs in Toronto who bought a company called Riverdale Poultry, which is in the chicken business. They bought it, had like 40 employees. They now have like over 250 employees.
Wow.
And one other really famous example is Constellation Software, which is, I believe, Canada's second largest tech company by market capitalization, only after Shopify. And Constellation Software is 100% basically fueled by acquisition, and it has a market capitalization of almost $60 billion.
Wow. Wow. How does one go about doing this? Is there like a, I don't know, is there like a trade show where you can, is there speed dating for people selling their businesses?
There are some events and conferences across Canada that do connect people who want to buy businesses with people who want to sell. One of the most common ways as well are through business brokers. So there's a whole industry in Canada and across the world of folks who buy and sell like businesses and who help to kind of facilitate the transactions. So brokers will sometimes do events and kind of bring together different buyers and sellers. But often the best deals, the best companies to acquire aren't for sale. So if you're an entrepreneur through acquisition, often it requires a ton of cold outreach, a ton of grit to find these great deals that are often hidden away.
how does one go about funding this? Because it would seem to me that it is cheaper to fund Facebook in your dorm room than to buy an established HVAC company with a client list and maybe leases and, you know, all those things.
The financing varies generally on the size of the deal. If you're buying a company that is, let's say, less than like $1 million, you're going to find it pretty challenging to get a lot of debt capital to finance. So generally, most of the acquisition is going to be financed at that smaller level with your own personal capital or the capital of investors, potentially a seller financing. So in essence, the seller lending you money to like buy the business. The smaller the company, the generally more prevalent that seller financing is. As a company grows in acquisition, and there's lots of acquisitions that are in the millions of dollars where someone's buying a company, 2 million, 5 million, et cetera. What happens is the typical kind of ratio of, in terms of the financing of like a $5 million acquisition would be approximately 60% in debt financing, 20% in seller financing, and 20% in your own equity. So essentially, to buy a $5 million company, you need to come up with around $1 million in equity.
Wow. Well, coming back to your mission, fostering entrepreneurial skills and the entrepreneurial mindset, what is the same and what is different about doing that when you're talking about entrepreneurship through acquisition versus Facebook in a dorm room?
There's quite a different profile of person who is skilled and interested at the early stage entrepreneurship of creating something from scratch than somebody who's really suited to acquire a company and then kind of grow it. So what I'd say is that in terms of that really early stage type of entrepreneurship, that kind of gritty, it's often kind of people who thrive in highly ambiguous situations, who like to get their hands dirty and kind of try all aspects of entrepreneurship, and love kind of testing out new business models and have that kind of prototyping mindset. Versus, I would say that the mindset and skills of an entrepreneurship through acquisition person tend to be more like process oriented people who are taking something that's existing and you're optimizing it, you're making it more efficient. And it's to say there's still creativity in entrepreneurship through acquisition, but I would say that ETA entrepreneurs are perhaps a little bit more focused on the process, on systemizing, versus early stage entrepreneurs are a little bit more focused on that scrappiness and just kind of testing out a bunch of ideas.
There's risk in both paths, but the risk would seem like it manifests quite a bit differently if you're starting something from scratch. You know, you don't have a job, maybe you're mortgaging your house to pay for it. But if you've bought a business for $1 million, you've got a different risk profile. How would you have people think about it for themselves to see which might be the path that is more resonant?
I think that if you have access to capital, buying an existing company in most cases is significantly less risky than buying something from scratch. Lots of stats show that the highest likelihood of a business going bankrupt is in the first couple of years of operation. So if you're buying a business that's been around for decades, there's a pretty good likelihood that it's not going to go to business kind of anytime soon. That being said, there is absolutely still a ton of risk in being an entrepreneur through acquisition. Some of the risk can, there's two kinds of risk. One is that you spend a lot of time and money trying to buy a business and you never end up getting a good deal. And for instance, I was speaking with somebody yesterday who spent around 2 years acquiring a company full-time, doing this as his like main job, and he still hasn't acquired the firm. And he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees, accounting. So there's that risk. There's also the risk in terms of you buy a business and it's a lemon. And then all of a sudden you owe millions of dollars to the bank. That being said, the stats show that entrepreneurs through acquisition, once you actually acquire a firm, there's a pretty low likelihood that that business shuts down within the first couple of years of you acquiring it. So I would say in aggregate, entrepreneurship through acquisition is a less risky path than starting something from scratch.
One of the things that you have a real value around, I have a real value around, is underrepresented groups and enabling them, empowering them to participate as fully as possible in building a prosperous future for this country. What is, again, similar to and different from as we talk about entrepreneurship through acquisition for underrepresented groups?
Entrepreneurship through acquisition presents a phenomenal opportunity to further equalize access to wealth and capital in this country. I think that entrepreneurship through acquisition can be a huge opportunity for underrepresented entrepreneurs to create wealth for themselves, their families, and their communities. And it's a lower, as we were talking about kind of earlier, it's a lower risk path into entrepreneurship. For a lot of underrepresented entrepreneurs, it can be incredibly risky to go start something from scratch. Versus for the reasons that we discussed, it's often a lot more achievable. It's a lot more accessible to acquire an existing company. So I think when it comes down to underrepresented entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship through acquisition presents a phenomenal opportunity to create wealth for themselves and for communities.
Looking out over the course of the, I don't know, 5 to 10 year time horizon for Venture for Canada, your programs are entrepreneurship, fellowship, those kinds of things. And you have a real strength in the startup community. Where will VFC play when it comes to this as a connected but somewhat distinct category of entrepreneurship?
There's two different things I think Venture for Canada can do longer term and medium term in terms of entrepreneurship through acquisition. The first is potentially launching a course that would teach Canadians the basics of entrepreneurship through acquisition. So how do you raise capital to acquire a company? How do you conduct a search? What does the first 100 days look like post-acquisition? Is entrepreneurship through acquisition right for you? What are the risks that you're taking on? So that would be the first kind of idea that Venture for Canada could do. And it would be a kind of ETA 101. The second idea, longer term, is Venture for Canada doing more structured programming to really help ETA entrepreneurs go out and buy businesses. So that could be playing a more structured role in helping these entrepreneurs acquire capital to buy these businesses, providing more structured mentorship. So essentially, it would be the more intensive version of what the ETA 101 course would be. It would be kind of ETA 102. There's a few different models in the US where organizations have successfully implemented the two kind of visions that I mentioned. But I think there's a huge opportunity in Canada for there to be way more ETA educational programming, because compared to the US, there's so much programming there and there's almost none in Canada.
Really interesting stuff. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Scott Sturt is the founder and CEO for Venture for Canada. He joined us to talk about entrepreneurship through acquisition, which is kind of a different spin. Lots of insight there on what that means and whether it might or might not appeal to you.